Hey y'all, what's going on? My name is Emily Bennett. I am currently 28 years old, single. I love to go out exploring and adventuring and finding new places, finding new opportunities to learn, expand my knowledge, expand who I am, expand my just the things it is that I've engaged with up to this point. I feel like the world is so much greater than what I've personally seen and what I've personally witnessed and experienced at this point. I'm a born again, spirit-filled believer in Jesus Christ and in the living Word and in the living God. I believe in the fullness of the gospel and in the Trinity and in the death, burial, resurrection, ascension of Christ and just all that He's done and the fullness that it is that He's done it. The sacredness of the fellowship of the saints and to be a witness for what it is that he's doing. And several weeks ago now, I heard the Lord say just to start talking to people and to start reaching out because there are people out there who are silent. There are people out there who are hurting. There are people out there who are sad, who are grieving, who are bearing this burden and this yoke. Almost to the point of slavery, almost to the point where they can't escape from it, almost to the point where there's chains wrapped around their ankles, chains wrapped around their hands, chains wrapped around them. And I just sever those chains in the name of Jesus and just set you free. That cage has been unlocked, that confines have been opened. The Word of God says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I just speak renewal over you, restoration over you. Hope over you, life over you, love over you. I pray that you would just continue to grow in the knowledge of Christ and Him crucified, that it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, who has called me according to His purpose, according to His plan, according to who it is that He says that I am, to walk forward, full of dignity, full of identity, full of integrity, full of strength, and even now, to rise up on wings like eagles, that even though the word might not make sense to me, I still have a sensitivity to who God is, and I still am able to step beyond what it is that I have for today and have experienced in my days. All the hurt and all the longing is fulfilled in Christ, it's fulfilled in Jesus. You know, just even thinking about the scars that He bore, the scars. That he was wounded for our transgressions, the Bible says, and he was made whole again. He was brought to life again. He didn't just stay in that place of brokenness, but he rose again and set us free. And it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. He doesn't want us to be yoked again to that burden of sin or slavery. I just want to encourage you. To allow for him to work into your life, even if you've never heard of him before, even if you've never seen him before, even if you've never experienced him before, ask him. Just ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask him to reveal his nature to you, his word to you. So to open up your ears to hear his word. Just listen. Just take some time wherever you are in the world and just take some time to listen. Go to a quiet place where there's nobody around that might know you, might try to distract you and try to help you, because as much as people intend to help and it's good, God's help is so much greater. God told me that there was something called circadian rhythm. There's a certain path that we take, there's a certain beat to our heart, there's a certain uniqueness to each day, that just as the sun goes around the earth or the earth goes around the sun, so do we have our time here on this earth. And so I'll be posting here and there, just to talk with you, just to reach out to you, just to let you know that it's not just okay, but there is so much more that God has for you and in store for you, that the courts of heaven have yet to even be released, the storehouses that have been laid for you, all the work that the enemy has done Just call him out. Tell him he's been found out and that he's no longer welcome here, that he's no longer welcome on these shores, that he's no longer able to minister to your heart, to minister to your life, to minister to your children, to minister to your husband, to your wife, and let him know that he's not welcome here. Not only the spirit of the living God is welcome in this place, and the enemy must return seven times over all that he has stolen from you. If it's your health, just claim that wholeness in Jesus' name. If it's your finances, just claim that wealth in Jesus' name. If it's your heart that's hurting, just claim wholeness and vitality today. And I just want to pray for you. I just want to thank the Lord for you. I want to thank the Lord for your life, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That all the times that the enemy has tried to silence you, I want you to know that your voice is heard in the courts of heaven. That you're able to protest because of the grace it is that Jesus has made for you. That he wants you to open your mouth and sing and worship the King. And just as the morning comes, he is faithful. He is faithful beyond anything it is that we can construct or even begin to fathom. The more that we press into his word, the more that we press into him, the more that nothing of this world even starts to make sense. I ask that the Lord would start revealing himself to you in dreams and visions of signs and wonders, things that only he could do. That you would have the right connections with people, that you would be firmly grounded in love. That you would not be like a weed that springs up and rots out and falls away. That you would be like the fallow, the ground that is good, the ground that is just ready to receive from him, that's cultivated in that place of love, that's cultivated in that place of truth, and that's cultivated in that place of justice and freedom, and that God would continue to just continue to make a way where there seems to be no way. With whatever it is, listen, be still, listen to the water, listen to the wind, listen to the animals, listen to your heart, because it beats for him. If you have accepted him, if you have acknowledged that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father, just know that you are saved. And if you've yet to receive that salvation, know that it is close at hand for you, that today is the day of salvation, that all you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus. And you don't even have to, but if you really truly want to call upon the name of Jesus, and you will be saved. The Bible says that anybody who confesses with their mouth and they believe in their heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that they will be saved. So I just speak salvation over you. And those who have been saved, God, I ask that you would save them again from whatever it is that the enemy has tried to take away from them. God, I pray restoration in the name of Jesus. God, that they would not be so inclined to remain in that place of Sunday morning service, Wednesday night church, to just always go back to the church, that they would see the beauty of and the wonder of your word in creation, because your word is living and active. I ask for a holy communion to break forth among the body of Christ, that the saints of God, that they wouldn't just be some rumors or some ancient history or some ancient form or being, but that they would rise up, Lord God, that they would rise up as true sons and daughters. God, we thank you that we belong to you. We thank you that we are found in you. We thank you that you gave your life for us, that you gave your only son for us. And Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would breathe upon us a fresh wind. Hear the water, my friends. Hear the water and just know that you are loved by a God who set the foundations of the earth. And as he was setting the foundations of the earth, he was thinking of you. He was creating this time for you, this day for you, these moments for you. Press into him tonight. Press into him today. Wherever you are, he knows your name. He knows your name, and he loves you. He loves you so much. Blessings to y'all. Whoever it is that's under the sound of my voice, I just ask for an increase in the anointing, increase of gifts, increase of healing, increase of encounters, signs, wonders, miracles, decrease of the things of this world, the expectations, and an increase of God's love. Just thank you in advance, Holy Father, in Jesus' name.